Here's a thought I'll title, Not Merely Objects. A number of you are engaging a COVID housebound project of photographing the things that are in your house. We've received a number of them as submissions to LensWork. And they're pretty interesting. People are challenging themselves to find interesting light and ways to make, in many cases, abstract photographs from the shadows and the light of the objects in their house. But as you can imagine, since Maureen passed away in September, I've been going through all the objects that she left behind. And I'm realizing that all those little decorations and feathers that she picked up on the beach and rocks and the pots and pans and the cooking utensils, all of them have little stories. And she knew what those little stories were. She kept them because they were important to her and they meant something. And it dawned on me that that's probably the case with all of us. And doesn't this open up the possibility for a very interesting image and text project? If you're COVID-bound and you're wanting to photograph things in the house, well, no reason not to do that. But if you've never experimented with an image and text combination project, maybe here's an opportunity to do so. How can you take what you know about all of your objects, all those collected things that are on the shelves and the areas of your house, how could you photograph them and then attach to them a small little story in a few sentences that give us a hint as to why these things are important to you, which in turn gives us a little feeling about you, which is, shall I say, connecting you as an artist with us as an audience. So the potential for image and text in all those things that you have, they're not just graphics. They're the story of your life.